opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
How does it end?
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup!
It's not a dream anymore. It's not a dream, it's reality. I can't believe it.
Sucks. Sucks. You know, game seven for the Cup, we were right there.
Redemption for last year's runners-up.
Last year, it's really driven us. The best hockey is still in front of us.
We got a taste last year. They want it.
We're hungry coming back.
It's rematch time.
Oilers and Panthers get it started tonight. How will Jason Robertson impact this year's Stanley Cup?
Well,
sorry, I couldn't resist. We spent all day yesterday on him. Why not today, too?
Well, how is Brock Nelson signing going to impact Jason Robertson and the rest of
another
the
domino,
NHL?
Marty? It's just another domino that fell today.
It's all the dominoes. No, it is the rematch. It is finally here. So we had game five of the Edmonton-Dallas Conference Finals, Western Conference Final on last Thursday. So we're almost a week later. Game one is here. The Edmonton Oilers have home ice advantage, so it is going to be game one and two in Edmonton before going over to Florida for game three and four. The schedule is what it is. We start on June the 4th, and game seven could be the June 20th, which is a long way, 2.5 weeks later, but whatever. I mean, I'm excited. Game one is tonight. I've been beating this matchup to death over the last 5 days with my buddies at TSN. So I think I kind of know pretty much every numbers, a lot of the numbers that matter for the matchup.
Well, since you seem like you're fatigued by that, I'm not going to push you any further.
I'm not fatigued. I can recite them to you. I can tell you exactly what I think is going to happen, how it's going to happen.
Okay, what's more likely? The Panthers organization wins the Stanley Cup again or the Calder Cup this year?
Ooh, because the Charlotte Checkers made it to the finals by beating Laval, and Charlotte's been on fire.
Okay, before you answer that, how many Panther draft picks do you think are on the Charlotte Checkers?
Three.
Four. Far as last night's lineup was concerned.
Yeah. They know that. It's not about prospect for them.
Exactly. Just out of curiosity, though, can you guess how many Sabre draft picks were on the Amerks in their final playoff game this year?
In their final playoff game, I would say 11.
You're unreal. 12 is the correct answer. Yeah. So
I went quick. I could have gone through the lineup and seen and said, okay, draft pick. But I figured it was more than half. So I went to 11, like 50% plus one.
Yeah. And obviously, like, the Panthers, with their success, like all teams, they trade away high draft picks.
Yeah.
They trade away first rounders, et cetera. So what they have is they have a third round, two fourths, and a fifth that played in last night's lineup. We mentioned before how like eerily similar they were statistically to like what Carolina was doing, you know, earlier in the playoffs as far as shot suppression and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's wild. I don't want to get too far down this path, but I just found it interesting that like, you know, because we talked about Rasmus Asplund just a few weeks back now. He's here in the Calder Cup final. And we talked a lot about Eric Comrie this year winning the job to back up Connor Hellebuyck.
Yep.
But it's the cast off from Winnipeg, Kaapo Kähkönen, who is anchoring this Charlotte Checkers team all the way through here to a finals matchup that will be against Vancouver's Farm Club Abbotsford or the Texas Stars. So that series is 2-1 Abbotsford right now with game four happening tonight.
And for those that remember, Artur Shilovs, he is playing for the Abbotsford Canucks. Basically, the number three for the Vancouver Canucks was a big part of the playoffs last year when Thatcher Demko went down against Nashville and, you know, the Canucks played and lost to the Edmonton Oilers. Now the Oilers are in the finals. Okay, so to your original question, what is more likely to happen, the Florida Panthers repeating or the Charlotte Checkers winning the Calder Cup? I think they're both have this. I would suggest that they're both are the favorite, and it would be more impressive if the Florida Panthers won. But I think the Panthers are the better team. Like, I look at Zach Hyman's injury is huge. Zach Hyman being hurt for the Edmonton Oilers right now is huge. Yeah, I get it. They were able to fare well without him against Dallas, but Dallas was a complete mess. This is different, playing the Florida Panthers. The depth of the Oilers has been great in the playoffs. They are nothing compared to the depth of the Florida Panthers. That is just facts. Like, you're looking at numbers, you're looking at rosters, it's just not even comparable. So at the end of the day, if Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are going to explode in the finals and create at a pace that is like just fantastic for them, okay, yeah, the Oilers have a chance, but Bobrovsky's better than Skinner. It's everything falls on the Florida Panthers side.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is that why I'm picking Edmonton and have been for a little while? Like, not too long, but a little while.
I think you have really always felt like, look, Stuart Skinner is not. No,
but I also have loved the Panthers all year, too. So it's just you have to pick one. And honestly, none of the numbers and whatever you just said, like where it falls on Florida. None of it matters. Like, even last year, everybody anointed the Panthers champions after three games. Well, guess what? They still could have easily lost game seven, which they needed, and won 2-1. I don't see any difference here, and I will not pick And I know that's stupid based on how much I love Florida, but I will not pick against McDavid and Draisaitl. I won't.
Well, that's the thing. And the Oilers, the difference this year is they have home ice advantage, as I pointed out. No, last year in the two games in Florida,
now
the
you're
first
just
two games.
Needling me because it means nothing.
Well, no, but okay. So here's where it means something. And I think that when you have those two teams, it matters because the Florida Panthers can play the heavy matchup game. They can either put Barkov on McDavid and then have Lundell on Draisaitl, flip it back. If the Oilers want to put both of them on the same line, then you have that line that you could say you're out there to just play against that duo. And in the first two games in Florida last year, maybe because of matchups, but the Oilers only scored one game in the first two games in Florida. They lose those two games, fall down to nothing, come back in Edmonton, only score, I think it was two games. I think they scored three goals in the first four games. No, they scored two goals in the first three games and had two in the game four. So it was really tough for me to look at the Oilers not being able to score early, and the matchups may have played into that. Now you're in Edmonton. So can you come out swinging and in the first game go out and win 5-1? Like, that's what the Oilers need to do to show that home ice advantage is going to matter.
Until Florida wins the next game, and then it's a split, and then they come home. Like, it doesn't. Sorry, I'm never gonna let go of this. Like, it literally doesn't matter in my opinion. But
no, I mean, there is. It's like cyclical. There is gonna be years where the road team wins all the time. There's years where the home team wins all the time.
Like this year, the home started really hot this year. Really
yeah,
hot.
Oh, really yeah. Hot. It was like, yeah. I mean, but then a game seven, Toronto, Florida is in Toronto, and game five was in Toronto, and Toronto lost game five at home and game seven at home just to go on the road and win, you know, game six. The Panthers are 8-2 on the road this year in the playoffs.
And Dallas was eliminated on home ice, obviously.
Yeah. But the Oilers are 6-1 at home. So it's like both teams have been good in the elements that tonight's game one will be at. Oilers have been great at home. Panthers have been great on the road. So it comes down to, you know, little details here and there. Are you a defense wins championship type of guy?
Marty, we've been doing the show for 4 years now.
You love offense. You love offense. But, I mean...
I mean, again, any narrative fits in a post-game show.
Yeah.
So we're in pregame mode. I'm gonna sit here and say I'm picking Edmonton. And look, the Oilers' defense, you remember way back when the playoffs started, the first person that I crushed for an opening night performance was Jake Walman.
Oh, yeah.
But he's had a pretty good playoffs.
He's been really
good.
And
the Oilers' defense without Ekholm and now with Ekholm, been pretty good. And Stuart Skinner's numbers have been really, really, really good in their victories. So, yeah, it takes every single aspect. That's why I just try not to be this, you know, be-all, end-all. I'm picking them because of home ice, or I'm picking them because their defense is the best. We've just seen too much to believe that it's going to come down to one thing. And that's where Edmonton, you know, has two things that are almost supernatural. And that's not to say that Florida doesn't. I mean, Sasha Barkov is all world in everything. But I just, my gut is just leaning towards Edmonton. That's really all it comes down to.
So when it comes to that, the Oilers are the second best offense in the playoffs this year in expected goals for per game. Mm-hmm. So they create the second most of every team. The Florida Panthers are the second best defensive team when you look at expected goals against per game. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they are both like at that level where one is elite in offense creation and one is elite in offense suppression. And how does that affect all of it? And the other thing too, and this is what I love, these kind of like stories, right? Like the whole Gretzky lost in 83, won in 84. Crosby lost in 08, won in 09. And now McDavid can have the chance after losing in their first final appearance, going right back the next year. That's the only three instances over the last little bit here of a star player like that getting to their first final and then going back the very next year. So, but... the player, the Oilers are also the eighth team in NHL history to lose their first game, two games of the playoffs. They lost game one and game two to the Kings this year, and to have made it to the finals. There's only seven other teams that have made it. How many of those teams have won the cup?
No, no.
All seven of them have won the cup. So the Oilers could be like continue that streak. So it's kind of interesting because the 92 Penguins lost their first two games of the playoffs and won the finals. The Habs lost in 93, the first two games to Quebec in round one, won the cup to the LA Kings. 02 Wings, 06 Hurricanes, 11 Bruins, 14 Kings. And most recently, remember the Capitals lost the first two games of the playoffs where they had Grubauer in net. They made the switch to Holby, and they win the cup. So that I love those things. I love those weird statistical anomaly that if you lose the first two games of the playoffs, usually you're not out of the first round. And if you make it out of the first round, you don't make it to the finals. But seven teams have made it. Seven teams have won the cup. The Oilers are the eighth team to be doing it.
Well, it'll be easier to talk about the final when there's a game actually played. So stay with us. We'll dive deeper tomorrow in our game one post-game show.
If we're going to be watching.
What?
I said, if we're going to be watching.
Well, you have to. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I'll be tuned in. I've been like, you know, I was watching like baseball, college baseball playoffs the last few nights and college softball playoffs. And I've been hitching for some hockey. Like I've been, there was no NBA. So yeah, I've been, I watched WNBA last night. There was Indiana Fever without Caitlin Clark game on. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Let me see what that's about. Like without Caitlin Clark, I've been itching for hockey to come back.
Who's the next coach of the Knicks?
That is I'm not knowledgeable enough in coaching.
I figured
coaching.
You had all your old MSG cronies, so you're on the inside still.
That is such a weird firing of Tom Thibodeau going out after he took the Knicks to the conference finals, right? And beating the Celtics and everything. But there's been speculation about the Knicks all year, so it was, you know, and his coaching methods and all of it. I did see a great behind the scenes of him about how he's like, never been married. I got engaged once. And then 6 months before the wedding, I called it off because I don't have kids. He's committed his life to basketball. That's all he's doing. It's like, I've missed, you know, family events, funerals, whatever, because of basketball. Like he is a lifer, basketball coach. Like he's going to get another job, but it's interesting to see that, you know, that's the paying the price at some point of a commitment to a game.
Well, I mean, we talk about this all the time, often too reactionary. And I don't mean we specifically, I just mean in general. I mean, even yesterday we're discussing Jason Robertson and the Dallas Stars and Pete DeBoer. And like, I got the sense that maybe you weren't as bullish on Pete's career record as I am, but like the fact of the matter is, the next time he makes the playoffs, Pete DeBoer, by the time that first series is done, he will have coached the most playoff games without winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Like right now, he's only behind Pat Quinn, and then right behind him is Al Vigneault and Lindy Ruff. Like those are the four guys that have coached the most, had really good runs many times, and not been able to get that. So like, I don't know how, like it kind of does dovetail here off this Knicks situation. It's like, how should we view Pete DeBoer? Is he a winner or is he not a winner? You know what I mean? Like, because he's in this group of legendary coaches, and every one of them except Pat Quinn has at least a cup, many with multiple. But he hasn't got it yet. Yeah. So what do you do if you're Dallas? And what do you do when you're in these situations with other teams?
Well, like you have to make sure that you have a better, like I always feel like, do you have a better coach lined up or somebody that you like better? Do you think will give your team the best chance? And when it comes to a guy like Pete DeBoer, I don't know that there's anybody out there that is like, hey, it's going to be better than Pete. I've loved Pete DeBoer. Even after this, you know, Jake Oettinger situation, I still think Pete DeBoer is a great coach. Hard to play for, I'm sure. Really hard to play for. Demands a lot of the out of everybody. But shouldn't that be the case when you're a coach? Like, you got to push your guys, right? Mm-hmm. And there's different ways to go about it. But when he was let go of the Vegas Golden Knights, they had Bruce Cassidy. They wanted to be able to bring in right away. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is some legitimate argument that say Bruce Cassidy is a better coach than Pete DeBoer. Like, Bruce Cassidy has been able to have success, and maybe you're like, that's the guy I want. So unless you have somebody that you think is better than Pete DeBoer right now in Dallas, like, you're not moving off from Pete. You're hoping that the summer is going to settle everybody down. We come in, lots of roster we have to work on. We talked about it in yesterday's show. But there's nobody out there that could come in and say, yeah, I'm better than Pete DeBoer right now. The record and the success, mm-hmm. you know, albeit no cups, but the success, even in the playoffs, going to conference finals, yep. 3 years in a row. And you know, with the Devils, like what he did with the Devils, what is it, like 15 years ago? Like
almost, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I was with the Rangers. Yeah. We lost to Adam Henrique, overtime mm-hmm. goal, game six, right, in New Jersey.
2012.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because that was the Kings' first
year. The first year I broke my collarbone, we lost to Washington. So it was, yeah. And then LA beat them in the finals. It was the Brodeur Jonathan Quick final. But yeah, I'm like, that New Jersey Devils team had some Zach Parise and Adam mm-hmm. Henrique and Zajac and whatever, but it wasn't that great of team. And he was able to really get a lot out of them. I think he's a great coach. And Lindy Ruff. Again, like when we look at the Sabres last season and moving into next year, I am excited to see what Lindy is going to do in year two, because I feel like, okay, there was a lot of learning last year about the roster, about the players, about the systems, what works, what doesn't, and then moving into year two. If you're the Dallas Stars and if you're any NHL team, that's kind of how you gauge your, where are we going? Are we excited about next year or are we not? I think Dallas has to be excited about next year. They ran into the Oilers and boom, they got to move forward with Pete DeBoer about what he could do. How maybe that drive from falling so short in five games to the Oilers can take you there. I think that's the biggest thing. When you're debate, like that's why the LA Kings, I was very surprised why they retained, you know, Jim Hiller and everything, because I'm like, where's the excitement level in Jim Hiller and what he did this year? I just don't see it.
Wins.
Regular season,
one of the most successful
yeah.
regular seasons ever for the team.
Yeah. Maybe that's what, obviously, Ken Holland comes into LA and he's like, yeah, show me a team in the regular season that's going to repeat this. I'm going to be a successful GM, mm-hmm. right? That's what he's seeing. That's why he's probably made that decision.
Well, what do you think, since you brought up, you know, Lindy going into his second year career-wise with the Sabres. Yeah. We talk about this almost every day. And yesterday it was largely around, okay, should the organization be looking at Jason Robertson? Plenty of reaction to that on social. But Lindy knows also that, you know, there's the next contract for Paterka. There's the Byram situation. That's not even the right way to say it. It's like, does he sign? Does he get moved? Are they players in free agency? Free agency, I guess, took a bit of a hit today. I mean, Brock Nelson goes off the board, signs with Colorado, continues, in your words, his career aversion to unrestricted free agency.
Yeah.
He got a 3-year
He's allergic to UFA like July 1. No, I'm on vacation. I don't want to be working on July 1. Let's sort it out before.
The only, so like Nelson gets 7.5 a year for 3 years and he's 33. So like real quick, what do you make of that deal, and how does it affect unrestricted free agency on July 1st?
Well, I mean, okay, so Brock Nelson, according to my like very unscientific calculation, was eighth in scoring according to the UFAs available this summer. Okay, so right in front of him was Patrick Kane. Like, Patrick Kane's not getting $7.5 million. We all know Patrick Kane is later. He's 36, although Nelson is 33. It's not like he's a young...
Well, if Kane and Taves wanted to go to Anaheim and be with Quenville, they've got cap space that Pat could probably make 7.5.
He probably could, and then Taves would come in at $1 million, so you'd get both of them for like $8.5 million,
I don't think anyone's clamoring for that.
So. No, but Ryan Donato had 31 goals and 62 points, right? Like, is Ryan Donato all of a sudden a $7 million player? I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I feel like, but would you have taken Ryan Donato over Brock Nelson?
No. Brock Nelson, his body of work is very consistent.
What about Mikael Granlund?
Hmm?
What about Mikael Granlund?
At that rate, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
So we're
looking at... He might have had Dallas gone all the way, and he chose to... He's certainly not going to get the money from Dallas now because we documented...
They don't have it.
they don't have it. I don't see Granlund being much more than six if anybody even goes there. It's just stage of career. It's not my... everyone knows what I've been thinking of Granlund's play the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the Nelson number is only, I guess
it inflates a lot of like the like, I'm sure there's agents and players right now that are like, yes, sir. Like, yeah. Brock Nelson got 7.5. It kind of bumps everybody up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's normal to think that way. I mean, I don't think it affects John Tavares because his situation's different, or... But it's going to, you know, kind of play in the Brock Bessers of this world and all of that to say, what are these guys going to get? Because Brock Nelson got 7.5 over 3 years.
I think for whatever, if we all have our own personal reasons subconsciously, I think, as to why we react to every individual deal the way we do. Mm-hmm. Statistically speaking, and it is very much the consistency of Brock Nelson. This number is very fair. It's appropriate. Again, the age is maybe slightly a concern.
Yeah.
But I think the reason it doesn't roll off the tongue for me is because Brock Nelson is now the second highest paid forward on the Colorado Avalanche. That is what my... I'm not processing that very well based on what the Avs have been, everything Rantanen was, even what we expect Natchez to be. It's just now here in this moment, Brock Nelson is currently their second highest paid forward. That seems
weird.
It'd
be interesting if you told me Nathan MacKinnon, Gabe Landeskog, Marty Natchez, Valerie Nichushkin, and Brock Nelson. Like, rank them 1 through 5 in what you think salary is.
Yeah.
Brock Nelson would be 5.
Right.
And now Brock Nelson's 2. And that's a big difference. Mm-hmm. And for those that think that the Brock Nelson contract at 7.5 is going to affect, let's say, a J.J. Paterka, it's not. Because, you know, very rarely now do you compare UFAs to RFAs, players that are 33 to players that are in their like early 20s and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to affect it. But on the value of it, if you're like Brock Nelson is $7.5 million, I'm thinking J.J. Paterka is probably 7.5 plus, because you look at who would you rather have? I'd rather have Paterka at that money than Brock Nelson at that money. But Nelson's also a center. It's different.
Different and very dramatically different age-wise. There is a new, younger name to consider, though, when talking about Paterka and what's next for him. and that is a current Ottawa senator. We will dive into that in just a few minutes. And honestly, with all these names, like Combine continues this week, Stanley Cup final starts tonight, we inch closer to the draft, and then free agency. But ongoing through all of it, signings every day, every team. We didn't even get to the comp established by Philadelphia again yesterday with Noah Cates and how that could affect a current Sabre. So we're going to dive into that, but what are you thinking at Sabres Live? Like, what is the next kind of newsworthy item here on the Sabres to-do list? Or, like, I say to-do list, and I'm not even sure. Like, everything is fluid and spontaneous, right? Like, you may think you have a to-do list, and then, boom, something comes out of left field because all of a sudden Jason Robertson is actually on the market and not just rumored.
And because the combine is here and all the GMs are here, there may be some word and some rumors. I think the next big story to come out of the Sabres, again, maybe that's wishful thinking, is the Sabres will not pick at number 9 this year. So meaning that first round pick would be traded, and that would be the first big story to know that for all the years that we've talked about, trade the pick, or maybe you don't want to make that selection, go... I think this year is the year that this is, for me, most likely to happen. Mm-hmm. And the next big story is, well, Sabres are not going to pick at 9 because they made a move.
Mm-hmm. And how early does that actually happen in the process of trying to improve the current roster for opening night in the fall? And, you know, there's no... If you're in on a big player right now, you don't have to wait. There's nothing saying you have to wait till draft night here. Like you can make these deals. And I'm just, you know, it gets the excitement level up amidst the signings and the speculation and all the hockey talk that is.
Do you want it? Do you want them to wait until the 27th, Friday the 27th, when we're going to be
going
on the air potentially to cover the draft like we've done? Or do you want the Sabres Live to get 4 shows filled of analysis leading up to the draft?
I'm selfish. I want it now. Thank you. And we'll be back shortly. But not before I remind you, Sabres Foundation Golf Tournament is happening as per usual, mid-September, September 15th at Country Club of Buffalo. You can sign up for your foursome today. Hit the links with the Sabres player, alumnus, or personality from the organization. Enjoy a great day of golf and fun. Visit sabres.com/golf. We'll continue Sabres Live right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.